Lynn, Lynneth, Redford, Redford, comes in. His blood pressure's been doing well. He still smokes 4 cigarettes a day. He's watching his diet. He's taking all of his medicines in. Saturday 133 over 79, pulse 68, temp 96.5, weight 156. Heart sounds regular, lungs clear. Blood pressures for 2 months reviewed. Assessment: stable blood pressures at this time. On proper medicine. Needs to quit smoking. Plan. Follow up 3 and 6 months. Patient had review stamp. Juanita Holmes comes for a physical exam a week ago, Saturday. She was bending over, and now she has a sharp pain in her left upper abdomen that's been persistent, period. Paragraph, her blood sugars have been fairly well controlled. She's a diabetic. Paragraph, she has been trying to lose weight and has lost some, period. Past medical history, coronary disease with stents, reflux, ureteral lithiasis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, proteinuria, type 2 diabetes, past surgical history, hysterectomy, cervical and lumbar laminectomies, allergies, none listed, medications, multiple C lists, social history, she doesn't smoke or drink at the current time, family history, her mother had Alzheimer's, father had liver disease, 132-point ROS on chart, objective 130 over 68, pulse 80, height 5'2", weight 182, BMI 33.3, she's obese, type 1, female physical. All the same down to neck. She's got a scar from laminectomy. Chest is the same. Abdomen's the same. Genitalia absent, cervix and uterus. Rest is the same. EKG, sinus rhythm. Assessment: obesity type 1, type 2 diabetes with proteinuria. Plan: check appropriate blood work, hemoglobin A1C. Continue current medicine. Continue weight loss. Exercise. Pneumococcal vaccine requested. Patient had review statement follow-up. Mary Taylor, she comes for follow-up. She's doing well. Her blood pressures are stable. She's having no headaches, no chest pain, shortness of breath. She is losing weight. In short, A120 over 77, pulse 72, temp 98.8, weight 180, height 5'7". She's overweight. HENT unremarkable. Chest clear. Heart sounds regular. Assessment stable. Blood pressure plan. Follow up 6 months with physical. Patient had review statement. Check blood work. Lloyd McCaskill, MC, capital CASKILL. He comes in today with urticaria. He's recently had a lumbar laminectomy 2 weeks ago, but's been on no new medicines recently. Insert A138 over 80, pulse 80, temp 99.4, weight 279. He's got urticaria on his chest, abdomen, and arms. Assessment urticaria plan: 80 milligrams Depo-Medrol, CBC, CMP, Medrol dose pack, Benadryl. Follow up if not better. Patient had reduced time. Janice Hastings, she comes in for a physical examination. She states that recently when she gets up, she's a little unsteady on her feet. She has no other symptoms, period. She's got past medical history of venous insufficiency, degenerative arthritis, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, reflux, colon polyps, and obesity. Past surgical history, hysterectomy, and left total knee arthroplasty. Allergies, alendronate, medication, C list. Social history. She does not currently smoke or drink. Family history. Mother and father had arthritis. Father had some type of campus mother, cancer. Mother had lupus. 132-point review systems on chart. Objective 100 over 71. Pulse 64, temp 96. 7, height 5'8", weight 240, BMI 36.5. She's got obesity type 2. Female physical, HENT glands, neck, chest, all the same. Abdomen, same. Genitalia absent, cervix and uterus. Extremities, scar over her left knee from TKA. Neurologic same. EKG shows a sinus rhythm with a moderate left axis. Assessment, she has obesity type 2. Her blood pressure is low, is on the low side, and this may be causing her to be a little unsteady when she gets up. Plan, we're going to reduce her enalapril, check appropriate blood work, mammograms, DEXA scans, discuss vaccinations, colorectal screening, etc. Fashion Avenue, Houston. Johnny McBee, MC, capital BEE. Comes in for a physical exam. He's been having lots of trouble with a cervical spinal stenosis. Recently had a myelogram. Has pain in his arms and legs and some muscle twitches. Period. Paragraph. His past medical history, significant for hyperlipidemia, nephrolithiasis, hypertension, and obesity. Past surgical history includes a cervical fusion, 2001. Allergies, penicillin and erythromycin. Medication, C list. Social history, he does not smoke or drink. Family history, his mother had a heart attack, father had hypertension and stroke. 132 point ROS, he's having a sinus infection today. Insert A136 over 84, pulse 96, temp 97.5, weight 224, height 5'8", BMI 34.1. He's got obesity type 1, male physical, HENT. He's got scar of the neck from cervical fusion, skin, multiple tattoos, chest, nipple rings bilaterally, cardiovascular same, abdomen same, rectal same, the rest is the same, EKG shows a sinus rhythm, assessment, he's obesity type 1, needs to continue to try to lose weight, he needs to address his cervical spinal stenosis. I'm going to treat him with C-Chlor for his sinus infection, we'll get appropriate blood work, we discuss colorectal screening, vaccination status, wellness measures. Patient ed review statement, AWV statement, follow-up. Erlene E, that's E-R-L-E-N-E, Lee. She's exercising, trying to lose weight, taking all of her medicines. She has some trouble sleeping. She's on atorvastatin rather than Crestor. Insert A130 over 64, pulse 66, height 5'7", weight 234, BMI 36.6. Heart times regular, lungs clear, no edema. Assessment. She's got obesity type 2, needs to lose weight, exercise, diet, take medication. Patient had review statement, follow-up. Molly Limbo, L-I-M-B-A-U-G-H, she comes in. She's been off of her blood pressure medicine. She feels well. She's having no chest pain or without new PND. Insert A150 over 90, repeat 170 over 92, pulse 80, weight 144, BMI 24.7. Assessment, hypertension, plan restart, hydrochlorothiazide, follow-up. Check blood pressures, patient had review statement. John Campbell, he's got a cough, congestion, no fever. Having some trouble getting it up. Insert A132 over 76, pulse 64, temp 97.6, weight 200. Low red, chest, bronchi, O2 sat 94% on room air. Assessment, cough, congestion, bronchitis, plan, chest x-ray. Begin C-Chlor 500 milligrams, TID, home rest, patient ed review statement. Dolores Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. She's been out of town. She's got a cough and congestion. No fever. Insert A130 over 80, pulse 108. Temp 97.2, weight 148. O2 sat 99% on room air. Chest, bilateral bronchi, throat red. Assessment, respiratory infection with bronchitis at least. Plan, chest x-ray. Begin augmenting 500 milligrams TID, Robitussin DM, home rest, patient ed review statement. This is a transition care visit on Leola Ajo Post Hospital. She was discharged from the hospital on the 18th from Southern Tennessee Medical Center on several new medicines, including her Coumadin. She went back to Emeritus, E-M-E-R-I-T-U-S, Assisted Living Center in Tullahoma, where she's staying now. Period. They did not continue her hydrochlorothiazide, but did add Risperdal and changed her simvastatin to Lipitor and increased her Coumadin to 3.5 milligrams. Paragraph, she has a past history of atrial fibrillation, hypertension, osteoporosis, degenerative arthritis, and is demented. She's also deaf, period. She has hypothyroidism. Insert A. Also, medications, see new list. Objective 118 over 74, pulse 98, temp 97.6. Heart sounds, she's wearing oxygen, has an O2 sat of 99%. Heart sounds irregular. HENT unremarkable. Neck pain's not elevated. Thyroid not enlarged. Her lungs are clear. She's got 1 plus edema today. Assessment, she's more edematous today. Her INR was checked 2 days ago and was 2.4. Plan, we'll check a CBC and a CMP, a proton INR today, and a beta natriuretic peptide. We will have her INRs checked twice a week. continue her current medicines and restart her hydrochlorothiazide. Patient had review statement. Follow-up 4 weeks. Billy, Billie Quinn, Quinn. She has stopped her Crestor, has been on niacin, and she's been on a diet. She's trying to control her cholesterol unsuccessfully. Insert A130 over 80, pulse 68, temp 98, weight 204, height 5'10", BMI 29.3, which is overweight. Triglycerides 184, cholesterol 213, LDL 135, non-HDL 172. Assessment inadequate plan. Back on Crestor, 5 milligrams, if she can, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, up to daily. Patient had review statement, follow-up, blood work. Marvin Radley, R-A-D-L-E-Y, he's been on Zetia, comes back in. He does smoke, period. His cholesterol was elevated, he received a letter, insert A, 110 over 62, pulse 82, weight 201, heart sounds regular, lungs clear, cholesterol 256, LDL 160. Assessment inadequate plan, we're going to give him a trial of Pravacol, 10 milligrams, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and check cholesterol levels. Patient had review statement. AL, those are initials, Shasteen, S-H-A-S-T-E-E-N. No further syncopal spells. He wonders if he received something in a glass of Coke that might have caused him to black out while he was at the casino. This occurred right after he won $9,000 on a slot machine, period. Insert A, 114 over 61, pulse 72, temp 96.2, height 5'9", weight 143. 24-hour Holter monitor, no significant arrhythmia. Assessment etiology unknown. Plan observed carefully. Note I checked his orthostatic blood pressures and they were not low. Note, he tells me he's having some right upper quadrant pain off and on. Plan, we're going to get an abdominal ultrasound.